just that's how you use the barn for, was just to store the hay in?
Oh no, you keep your cattle and horses and all you have stalls.
And that kept them from getting to the hay?
It's just like rooms in the house. It's the stalls, and you put each cow or horse in each stall.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a feed trough and a hay rack up over his trough. You go up in the hayloft and drop his hay down in the rack.
I see. What would you call hay that had been piled up outside a barn? If you took it and you piled it up? Especially if you had too much in the barn, you had to keep some of it outside. What would you have called it back then?
I'll have to study.
Well, if you're talking about something that was piled up and it's hay, you would have called it a... You might have even had it in the fields.
I know it. We had huge piles of it in the field. I was trying to think of the name of it. That's long ago up God.
What was it shaped like? You're indicating a kind of a dome shape?
Yeah. And that if he had lots of hay, they'd put down a post, a high post, and pile of hay around it until it'd go to the top, but I can't think of the name.
Was it anything like a haystack?
Yeah.
Or?
Well, some called it haystacks.
Uh-huh.
They had huge haystacks in the field.
What did you... Was that the name that you were trying to think of?
No, that ain't the name I was trying to think of.
Maybe we can come back to that later on and maybe it'll come to you. Did you ever hear of the term hay barrack? Or did you ever see anything that had poles, four poles, and had a roof on it, a sliding roof, when you were growing up? Did you have a name for it?
It was hay racks back then with sheds with tops on them.
What was the purpose of a hay rack?
To put hay in out in the pastures for the cattle to eat, graze on.
Did that protect the hay from the
weather?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I see. When you first cut the hay, what do you do with it?
After it dries, you rake it and bale it and haul it in.
Okay. Do you know any names for small piles of hay racked up in the fields? Just little bitty, small stacks of hay.
That's what I can't think of the name of.
A tumble or a haycock or a doodle?
Shock.
A shock?
You can shock hay or shock corn.
Uh-huh. Now this was a small stack. Is that what
That's
you call the big ones too?
No, the big ones are something else.
You didn't call it anything like a rick or a mow, did you?
No.
Where do you keep the cows on a farm when you were growing up?
In pastures in the day and in the lot at night.
In the shelter for
in
the cow,
barns.
You would call
uh-huh.
a barn. And what did you say it looked like? You said it was a big barn, but
mm-hmm.
Can you
well,
tell
15
me?
15 or 20 stalls, and it had a big hole in it, and the stalls was on each side.
Uh-huh.
And you generally put your horses in the stalls on one side and your cows on the other. And then you'd go in the crib, or you had a stairway up into the hayloft.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd go up in the hayloft and drop the hay down in each stall, you know, for each cow.
Did you have a special shelter for them to get under when it was raining?
Oh, yeah.
What did they call that?
The hole of the barn and the stalls or stables.
Did they have anything out by the barn that they could get under?
Big sheds.
Sheds, okay. What do you call the place where you keep your horses?